Every podcast topic is crafted and led with the thought of you in mind. And just like this podcast, I also have a published book. It's called Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman. You know, pearls are so precious you would want to protect them. But the same cannot be said about these pearls of wisdom that I've gained along the way. In my book, I've covered all the bases for living a life free from sexual compromise. I want you to have these pearls and I want you to pass them on to others around you. If this 30-second plug has captured your attention at all, you need to get the book Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, written by me, your host, Berthina Jackson. Head to Amazon.com to get your copy.
Ladies, your natural instinct is to worry. You worry about your children, your health, your relationship, and everything else under the sun. It's a classic case of worry wart syndrome. If you tend to worry needlessly, you are not alone. Welcome to the She Strives With Faith podcast with Berthina Jackson. Berthina is a two-time divorcee, single mother, and war veteran who suffered from anxiety, but learned to let go and let God. Berthina will share captivating and down-to-earth conversations on how to strive by faith. Here's your host, Berthina Jackson.
Hello, beautiful ladies. Welcome back to the She Strives With Faith podcast, the podcast where we tackle challenges and adversity with empathy, expertise, actionable recommendations, and a little bit of laughter. I'm your host, Lady B. Celeste, and today's episode is Smart Money Moves for Single Moms. We are going to explore practical strategies to overcome financial strain and achieve stability for you and your children. You know, financial strain is a common frustration for single mothers who bear the sole responsibility of providing for their children. The fear of not being able to meet basic needs can weigh heavily, leading to stress and uncertainty about the future. But there is hope. Today, I'll share tips and examples to help you navigate this challenge and find financial freedom for yourself and your family. Let's start by addressing the frustration of financial strain. As a single mother, you may feel overwhelmed by the constant pressure to make ends meet. I'm telling you, from paying bills to putting food on the table, the responsibilities can seem endless. I've been there, so I totally understand. And that's why on this podcast, on today, I'm here to offer support and practical solutions to help you navigate through it all. So here are five proactive steps that you can take to improve your financial situation. First of all, I want you to create a budget. What does that mean? What does that entail? Well, it means track your expenses and your income. Start by gathering all your financial documents, including your bank statements, your receipts, your bills, your pay stubs. And I want you to take note of all your sources of income and every expense, no matter how small. Get your pen and paper, a spreadsheet, or a budgeting app and get this stuff organized, okay? The next thing you want to do is categorize expenses. What this means is you want to divide your expenses into categories such as housing, groceries, utilities, transportation, which includes car payments, gas, public transit, insurance. You want to include your debt payments, entertainment, and any other relevant categories. This step will help you understand where your money is going. How are you spending your money? What are you spending your money on? After you've done that part, calculate total monthly expenses. Here is where you're going to add up all your expenses for each category to determine your total monthly spending. Be sure to include both fixed expenses like your rent and variable expenses like groceries and entertainment. And then you're going to determine your income. Calculate your total monthly income from all sources. This includes your salary, wages, freelance work, investments, and any other sources of income. After you've done that, I want you to allocate your funds. See, once you have a clear picture of your income expenses, you want to create a budget that allocates funds for each category. Start with essential expenses like rent, groceries, utilities, and debt repayment. Then allocate funds for your saving goals, such as retirement, a vacation, or a down payment on a house. The final step that you'll need to do is to adjust as needed. We all know that a budget never stays the same, okay? It comes and it goes, it ebbs and flows. It changes over time, right? Because your money changes. You might begin to get additional income, all right? So that means that you've got more money coming in. So your budget may need to be adjusted over time as your income and your expenses change. So regularly review your budget and make adjustments as necessary to ensure that you are staying on track. So the next tip I want to offer to you is build an emergency fund. Here's what you do. You want to set a savings goal. Determine how much you want to save for your emergency fund. A lot of financial experts typically recommend having enough to cover 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. I've tried doing this like probably about 10 years ago. I tried, but it just didn't work for me because I just had too many bills, honestly. I just didn't make enough money. I didn't have enough income coming in for me to even save for 3 to 6 months, maybe a month, but not 3 to 6 months. But today I'm doing a little bit better. I have about 3 to 6 months saved up now. But anyway, if you can have enough to cover 3 to 6 months of living expenses, and this amount, it can vary based on your individual circumstances, right? Such as your job security and any dependents you may have. Okay. The next thing you want to do is automate your savings. I think this is the best advice ever. Set up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings account each time you receive a paycheck. This ensures that you consistently save a portion of your income without having to think about it, right? So if it's automated and it comes out automatically, you don't give it much thought. It's like the money that you don't see, right? I did this automatic savings when I was in the military. For years, I would just have the money come directly out of my account. Okay. It was the best thing ever because I didn't have to worry about it. If I saw that extra money coming in, I wasn't tempted to spend it. And so it automatically came out of my paycheck and I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't have to think about it. Best advice ever. And then you want to start small. Like I said earlier, I didn't have enough money to save for 3 to 6 months, but I did what I could. If I couldn't save for 3 to 6 months, I at least tried to have at least a month's worth of savings. So if saving a large amount seems daunting and crazy and undoable, like you can't do it, start with a smaller goal and gradually increase it over time. Even saving a small amount from each paycheck can add up over time. And then the next thing you want to do, consider cutting expenses. Look for ways to reduce your expenses so you can allocate more money towards your emergency fund. This could involve cutting out non-essential purchases, negotiating lower bills, or finding ways to save on everyday expenses like groceries and transportation. Now, listen, I'm not afraid to go into a grocery store with several coupons. I'm not afraid to do that. Oftentimes when I go into a grocery store, there'll be products that have coupons and I'll grab 2 or 3 or 4 of those coupons to use when I go back into the grocery store, maybe 2 weeks from the time that I was in there. There's nothing wrong with coupons, right? So consider doing that. And then stay consistent. Building an emergency fund takes time and discipline. Stay committed to your savings goal and avoid dipping into the fund for non-emergencies. Listen, don't dip into your emergency fund because you want to take a girl's trip or you want that new pair of shoes that's on sale. No. You can't do that. If you're consistent over time, your emergency fund will grow and it will provide you with peace of mind and financial security. So when that appliance goes out, like your washing machine or your dryer, you've got an emergency fund to take care of it, and you don't have to go to the bank to get a loan or borrow money from a friend. That's the purpose of an emergency fund. Number three, seek financial assistance programs. Listen, research online different resources that are available to you. Okay. Start by researching online specific to your location or circumstances. Websites like benefits.gov or your state's Department of Human Services website can provide information on various assistance programs available to single mothers. Yeah. Listen, get on the internet and start searching. You also want to contact local organizations. Reach out to local community organizations, nonprofits, and charities that may offer assistance programs or at least be able to provide guidance on where to find help. They can often point you in the right direction and provide support throughout the application process. Now, before you even apply for those programs, check eligibility requirements. So before you apply for assistance programs, carefully review the eligibility requirements to ensure you qualify. Eligibility criteria can vary depending on the program, and it may include factors such as income level, household size, and employment status. You don't want to go and apply for a program and you don't qualify. That's just wasted time. You also want to make sure that you gather the necessary documents. So be prepared to gather and submit the necessary documents when applying for assistance programs, because you may need to include proof of income, identification documents, proof of residency, and any other documentation required by the program. Make sure you follow application procedures. Listen, follow the procedures to a T. This may involve completing an online application, submitting paper forms, or attending in-person appointments. Regardless, be sure to provide accurate and complete information so that you can avoid delays in processing your application. And then, ladies, follow up. After you submit your application, follow up with the relevant agency or organization to ensure that your application is being processed, that there's no problems, there's no issues. It's up to you to be proactive in providing any additional information or documentation that's requested. Don't wait for them to send you a follow-up. If you haven't heard in a week or 2 weeks, call them and find out if your application is being processed and make sure there's no problems. I want to share a quick story that's close to my heart and I hope resonates with many of you out there. So let's rewind the clock to 1989. This is when I was stationed in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, proudly serving my country. I was in the United States Navy. I had a 3-month-old baby keeping me on my toes. Oh, yes, she was keeping me pretty busy. Now, being a new parent in the military comes with its own set of challenges. But when you add in the financial strain, things can get pretty darn overwhelming, let me tell you. But that's where WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children program, entered the picture. I remember the day like it was yesterday. I walked into the WIC office with my little bundle of joy, not really sure what to expect. But let me tell you, the folks were absolute lifesavers. They walked me through the process with such kindness and compassion, making sure I understood everything every step of the way. They were phenomenal. Applying for WIC was a breeze. It was so easy, especially knowing that it was there to support families like mine during those crucial early years. And let me tell you, the relief I felt when I got approved, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. You see, with WIC, I got vouchers for nutritious foods like milk, cheese, eggs, and cereal. And let me tell you, those vouchers were a godsend, especially when every penny counted, because I was not making a lot of money at that time. I was fresh in the military. I was an E3. I was barely making it. But it wasn't just the food. WIC also provided me with invaluable nutrition education, teaching me how to give my baby the best start in life. One of the best parts of the whole experience was connecting with other military families in the same boat. We shared tips and tricks, share stories, and most importantly, we supported each other through the ups and downs of parenthood. And looking back, I'm so grateful for the support I received from WIC during those early days. It wasn't just about the food or the vouchers. It was about knowing that I wasn't alone, that there were people out there, young people like me, who had my back when I needed it most, who supported me. So listen, here's to WIC, a program that not only nourished my family, but also nourished my soul. And to all the military families out there facing their own challenges, remember, you're not alone and there's help available to you when you need it. So don't be proud. Humble yourself. Okay. So here's to serving our country and supporting our families every step of the way. Thank you, WIC, for all that you do. Okay. Number four. Let's talk about reducing expenses. How can we do this? Well, first of all, meal planning and cooking at home. Plan your meals for the week and cook at home instead of dining out. It's so tempting to go to these restaurants where you're going to pay tons of money and the food is processed. So buying groceries in bulk and preparing meals in advance can save money and time. Okay. And you're eating nutritional food that's prepared, as my mom would say, from the pot and not processed. Also, consider comparison shopping. Compare prices before making purchases, whether it's groceries, household items, or clothing. Look for sales, discounts, and coupons to get the best deals. And listen, don't sleep on the Goodwill and Salvation Army and some of your local consignment shops, because in those places, you can really find some amazing deals on gently used household items and also gently used clothes, not just for you, but also for your children. Okay, so consider that. Also, negotiate bills. Have you ever thought about contacting your service providers, such as cable, internet, or insurance companies, and negotiating a lower rate or switching to a cheaper plan? Hey, something to consider. Many providers offer discounts or promotions for loyal customers, or they may be willing to lower your bill if you ask, but you have to call and you have to inquire. Otherwise, you're never going to know. Another thing you might want to consider is cut out unnecessary subscriptions. Listen, Amazon might be one that you might want to consider. Hulu, you might want to consider that. What's another subscription? Okay, but you know what I mean, right? Okay, I have a subscription with Canva and I like Canva, but if I need to cut Canva out to save a few pennies, I will do that because Canva is not necessarily something that I need. I can use, you know, PowerPoint to create what I need to create. So again, review your monthly subscriptions and memberships to identify any that you can do without. Cancel subscriptions for services or products that you no longer use or need. Okay. And then also, let's talk about energy efficiency. Implement energy saving measures in your home. How do you do this? Well, I would suggest, if you can, using programmable thermostats. Also, switching to energy efficient appliances and turning off lights and electronics when they are not in use. One of the things I do, I don't know if this is helpful, but I unplug stuff. Like if I'm not using my toaster, I unplug it. If I'm not using my Keurig to make my coffee, I am unplugging it. And typically at night, usually at night, I will shut off my computer. Because I don't, you know, there's no need to have it on at night if I'm sleeping. And I make sure that I turn off all lights as well. So this is going to help lower your utility bill over time. Another way to save is transportation. Consider carpooling, using public transportation, biking or walking whenever possible to save on gas and transportation expenses. If you have multiple vehicles, evaluate whether you can downsize to save on maintenance and insurance costs. And finally, tip number 5, consider taking online classes or seeking guidance from a financial expert to get help with budgeting and financial planning. There are many reputable online platforms that offer courses on personal finance, budgeting, and investing that can help you gain the knowledge and skills needed to manage your finances effectively. But what you need to do is look for free programs. If you don't have to pay money, because the idea is to save money, right? So if you don't have to pay money, make sure that you're researching for these free resources. There are plenty of opportunities available to help you on your journey to financial wellness. So let me jump in with the first recommendation. I have several, but I want to give you these online platforms that you might want to consider. You ever heard of Khan Academy? K-H-A-N. Well, Khan Academy offers free educational resources on finance and economics, making it an excellent resource for beginners. Also, consider community centers and nonprofits. Local community centers offer adult education classes, free classes, or workshops on personal finance. And then you have your nonprofit organizations. They're dedicated to financial education, such as the National Endowment for Financial Education, which may offer free classes or seminars. This was one that I was not familiar with, so I actually took a brief look at the National Endowment for Financial Education just to see what they're about. I haven't tried them yet. And when I do, maybe I'll come back and do a follow-up podcast. But also government resources, financial literacy programs. Explore those government websites like mymoney.gov for free tools and resources on financial topics. Again, we're talking free. Employment services. Some government agencies offer free workshops on financial literacy as part of their support services. Check them out. See what you can find in your local geographical area. And let's not forget about our financial institutions, banks and credit unions. There's a lot of banks and credit unions that provide free financial education resources to their customers, including workshops and online courses. I believe Navy Federal does the same. Yeah. And then finally, local colleges and universities, they offer continuing education programs. So consider enrolling in affordable continuing education programs that's offered by colleges and universities for courses on personal finance. I also heard about a program that's called, I believe it's called Coursera. Coursera offers a wide range of free courses on personal finance, budgeting, and investing. And then there's also one called edX. EdX provides access to courses from universities worldwide covering topics like financial planning and money management. You'll just have to check and see if that is a free resource that's provided. So listen, by taking advantage of these resources, you can enhance your financial knowledge and skills without breaking the bank. Remember, financial literacy is a journey, and every step you take towards improving your understanding of money matters brings you closer to financial wellness for you and your family. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reach out to those local community organizations for support and guidance, whether it's finding affordable housing or accessing resources for childcare. There are people and programs available to help you. So in conclusion, every single mother desires stability and security for her children. Overcoming financial strain as a single mother requires patience, determination, and a willingness to seek out help when needed. So by implementing budgeting strategies, seeking financial assistance programs, and building a support network, you, my sister, can achieve financial freedom for yourself and your children and improve your financial situation as a single mother. Well, listen, that's all for today's episode of Smart Money Moves for Single Moms. Join me next time as we explore more practical tips to help you thrive as a single mother. Or just a woman in general. Until then, stay strong, bold, and courageous. And most importantly, have faith in God. God bless you. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the She Strives with Faith podcast. To hear more about how you can tap into the power of striving with faith, join her next week. If you found value in the episode, give her a rating or tell a friend about the show. Follow Berthina on Facebook and Instagram for a more personal chat. Until next time, strive to keep faith alive.
Thank you so much for listening. It was really great spending time with you. Once again, I'm Berthina Jackson, author of Without Ruin, Pearls of Wisdom for the Triumphant Woman, purchasable at Amazon.com. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Till next time, Berthina.